In the digital marketing news this week, we've got TikTok that could potentially be banned. We've got some really interesting data from eMarketer on what a lot of people are focusing on, and a couple other really big stories that will actually change your digital marketing strategy. Let's go ahead and dive into it. So the first thing is, on this TikTok ban, basically the bill passed, and lawmakers were supportive of the bill because they think that TikTok has a national security threat because the Chinese government could use it for intelligence. And this legislation would prohibit TikTok from U.S. app stores unless the social media platform, which is used by 170 million Americans, is spun off by ByteDance and is sold to a U.S. company. That comes to us from CNN. Will that actually happen? We will see. Next news this week, eMarketer had some really interesting data. So they said with third-party cookies that are now on the way out, access to customer data is more valuable to brands than ever before. We've been having this conversation so much, and I actually just love it because I've personally, in digital marketing strategy, been focused on first-party data for a very long time. Read the book I wrote called Advolution. It gives you a whole strategy on how to use your first-party data with YouTube data, with email addresses, anything that is permissible and that people have opted into. But in the eMarketer study, they said that over half, 59% of US digital retailers say that gathering relevant customer data to deliver a more personalized experience is the primary concern or challenge for them in 2024. And then in addition to that, 37% of US brands and agencies say their greatest concern or challenge for media investments is having enough first-party data for targeting and activation. Now, even though that 37% number is pretty low, I actually think the other amount of people on the other end there are going to be focused on that really, really soon. Get your first-party data strategy in order. It's the best way to do digital marketing. It really is, because you're targeting the right people. Next thing, this week, Google officially replaced one of its core web vital metrics. So as of Tuesday, March 12th, first input delay gave way to interaction to next paint. Not the most exciting news in the entire world, but for some of the SEO people, they might want to check that out. Next thing is the Google Core algorithm update is still rolling out. So there was a big update that happened in March, and it is targeting AI spam sites. Some of them were actually getting de-indexed, and then ones that had a lot of spam were getting, you know, dropped down. When I say spam, I just mean like people who are just creating AI content, spinning AI content. That was working for a little while. I knew it would stop working because it's not the first time that people have done stuff like this. It's actually a very, very old SEO strategy called doorway pages. They were just using the new technology with things like ChatGPT-4 and Google Bard. But that update is rolling out. Actually saw pretty nice bumps. But you know what else was really weird? We are seeing so much Reddit. We are seeing so much third-party social media stuff coming into Google search and in the main feed as well as perspectives. And then there's some other news this week that makes it so that it's even more important that you focus more on social media. I mean, a search and social have always kind of been one, but now they really, really are. I mean, you're seeing social stuff from all over the web coming into search and influencing search. Things like LinkedIn articles that are ranking really well, YouTube videos, Instagram posts, all kinds of stuff. And the next news this week, the Google Core update and the Google Spam update, these things went out simultaneously. And so some people were asking, why would Google do two updates at once? And Google's search liaison, Danny Sullivan, said they generally try to avoid overlapping updates, but in this case, they didn't. Next thing, does Google think this is a good time to double down on AI content? Somebody asked that, and the answer is no. So over on Reddit, an SEO pointed out that he's getting hit by the core update. He was thinking, should I double down on AI content? And John Mueller from Google said, I hope you're making a joke about it. Yeah, Google hates AI content in search results, but then they have tools that help you make AI content, multiple tools. They even came out with a browser extension 2 weeks ago that will allow you to just make AI content automatically generated based off of the web page that you're on. Are we getting conflicting signals, everybody? I'm feeling conflicting signals. But you know, maybe up until this point, now I think it's pretty clear. From the SEO side, AI content just does not work. Just does not work. Now the next story, this one's pretty big for me. So now social media posts are added to Google Business Listings. So Google added a new section within its business listings in search, showcasing recent social media posts from connected profiles. So business owners should connect the following accounts: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Pinterest, TikTok, and X. And those previews are going to auto-populate, and they will help generate more interest in your products or services. So that's really interesting. If you do search for a brand name now, you'll see the social media accounts, you'll see recent social media posts. There's a little click down that will show that. So make sure that you have a holistic strategy. You guys want to hear my favorite strategy? You know, it just helps grow over time, right? Whatever you make, say you make a YouTube video, right? Write a blog post on it. You know, share that throughout all of your different social profiles. Do promoted posts on all of those. Link back to your website. Get people to come back to your website, right? You can cookie them, or you can get an email capture, right? And just keep scaling that over time. You know, do it once a week, then start doing it twice a week, then start doing it four times a week. You're going to see your audience grow. You're going to see your search engine traffic grow. You're going to see your first party data grow. It's just a very nice systematic way to grow over time and to generate more leads. Next story this week: if you're ready to improve your engagement, drive more conversions, and deliver personalized ads, then this one is for you. Let's see if this holds true. But Meta wants to help you, and the way that they want to help you is by bringing new updates to Advantage Plus shopping ads. And here's how they're doing it. So there's Advantage Plus creative optimizations. These are automatically optimized video ads that fit into a 9:16 ratio and generate multiple ad versions dynamically. That's helpful. And then two, Advantage Plus catalog ads update. This includes branded videos or customer interactions, not just static images. There's also hero images in catalog ads now, e-commerce ad options, reminder ads, and promo codes that are all coming to Advantage Plus for shopping ads inside of Meta. That's exciting stuff. You know, it's really interesting, like, how much you need to know about these platforms now to be effective. It's not just, you know, the tracking side, which is a monster, right? It is these individual ad units, what to use when, being on all the latest stuff. Make sure to check that out, and you'll see some examples in this video. Next thing, this past week, Reddit announced a new toolkit, and this is designed to help businesses reach more customers on its platform. It's called Reddit Pro, and it will have AI-powered insights, performance analytics, publishing tools, and a dashboard. So many people are asking about advertising on Reddit. We're actually running it for quite a few clients right now, getting much better results than I would have thought. You know, it's a good platform. They're going public. They need to make money through ads. They've got this brand new toolkit, and you're going to want to check it out. Next thing is, what's the latest with Microsoft Ads and Copilot? Well, Microsoft Ads quietly extended the Copilot integration to more advertisers, and Search Engine Land reached out to Microsoft recently to get some more information. Shout out to Search Engine Land, awesome publication. And the company confirmed that more people now have access to it. So if you don't know what Copilot is, it's a tool that uses AI to offer suggestions related to improving your ads. And it can recommend images, headlines, and descriptions. And that's for Microsoft. In other news this week, are you wasting ad dollars on made-for-advertising sites? So according to a new report, thousands of companies run ads on made-for-advertising sites. They're calling them MFA, so keep that one in your wheelhouse. But are websites that generally offer little in terms of user experience or helpful content, and they're solely designed to line the pockets of the website owners. So, you know, affiliates, you know, that's a whole interesting industry right there. But essentially, they're saying that, you know, there's some of these sites that, you know, whether you're running ads through Google or Criteo or Open Web or some of these others, that, you know, they're really not going to get you any conversions. And this is definitely a thing. And, you know, you can generally go through and pick all the types of websites. In some cases, the exact websites that you don't want to advertise on. I've done that a couple times. Sometimes it's better just to opt into the sites that you want to advertise on, depending on what platform you're on. They don't all allow that. But are you wasting dollars by having an extended ad reach? Definitely. That is a possibility. Next thing, what's the latest guide from TikTok? Well, it's a guide on how to reach women, and TikTok released this 15-page guide in connection with International Women's Day. That's it for the digital marketing news this week. Always a lot going on. We got a new industry study coming out on consumer behavior as well as SEO. I hope all is going great with you. Give me a like, give me a comment. I always appreciate it. Love chatting with you online. I will see you next week. Goodbye.